dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh, yes. See, now, I've been working nonstop to get this audio, like, where it needs to be. And it was user error. It was definitely user error on my part. And I messed up. I really, really did. But I think I got it all worked out now. At least I think I do. Welcome. Welcome. Ah! Now I can't get my throat to work. Anyways, guys, thank you. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Looks like I'm... No. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure I'll show up here real, real soon. Anyways, guys, how are you doing? I know it's got to be working. Iggy T. Fish on J. Want to thank Iggy T. for texting a check on me, because last night was not good for me. I got done. I kind of destroyed some stuff as well, too. Like the shirt that I was wearing. I ate. I went to bed. I was in bed like right at 8 o'clock, which is very, very sad. It is. 42 years old. I've been working out. I've been trying to stay in better shape. And I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. But I got up, got my workout and everything done. I've been running a lot of extra miles. Definitely can tell a difference in my cardio. I've already checked it out. Looks like I am sounding good tonight. Now, I could be way off. Who knows? Here, let me check on some of my other social media here and see how I'm sounding tonight. 407. Wait, 407. Wait, I even forget my number. 270-3044. Ah, I just closed my rings. Let's see here. Let's see here. Let's see how I sound on YouTube right now. I mean, it is. Yeah, it is sounding better. Got to get the upload speeds working a little bit better here to get better, clear audio coming out. Anyways, on today's show, I got a lot of stuff. I'm going to finally get into the Vulture stuff that I was teasing last night. Cop killer Marquise Lloyd gets the death penalty. I really think this is something that would have done me a lot of good if they would have taught or teached us finances. You know, how to save, how to not get into a bunch of debt. This woman is yelling in Walmart about her vagina and how it matters versus Black Lives Matter. Some old dude down in Pompano Beach does donuts on a golf course down there. Everybody was like out of their minds with that. But The big story in Central Florida is this 17-car pileup. There was a 17-car pileup here in Volusia County, and it's been the big story. And I've been there. You know, this has happened a lot of times here in Florida, especially with these control burns and stuff that they do. They do a lot of these control burns, prescribed burns, in this area because they don't like the brush and everything to get over the top and get out of control, because we had some of the worst fires in the whole United States one year because they didn't keep up with the prescribed burns. But last night we had something called super fog. We had super fog here in the state of Florida. Man, this could have been way worse if there would have been a bunch of bikers on the interstate at this time. Jason, Fish on Jay, I don't know if you saw this, man, but it was pretty brutal. It could have been a lot worse. And some of the traffic cams and stuff that were going on, it went up like a Kiss concert.
Latest on breaking traffic news on I-95 in Volusia County, nearly 20.
Now this happened at 1:30 this morning, and they still don't have the interstate open because they got to do this big investigation. And then the road got all burned up because it just kept burning and burning and burning. And come on, people. I'm sorry. I know that I don't care how foggy it is. Do not stop in the middle of the road.
17 miles of the highway shut down after troopers say three people were killed this morning and several others hurt in four crashes involving 11 vehicles. Sky 6 is live over that scene right now. And it's still very evident what happened there. The National Weather Service says a combination of fog and smoke from
Bridget Ellison looking good, man. Well, look, I'm going to say she's been pregnant a lot lately. And I don't blame her husband. But Bridget Ellison, man, she is getting back into fighting shape, man. Like Bridget Ellison, climbing the ladder.
A nearby control burn reduced the visibility to zero at the time of the crashes. News 6's Molly Reed joins us live now near that scene with the latest on what's happening. Molly?
Now, Molly Reed is new. And Molly Reed, like, you could tell she's new. Yeah, she is on fire. But, man, Lummi's Peg Juice, look at Molly Reed. Molly Reed, man, she's new, and she probably got the call, hey, she probably lives out in Volusia County, too. And she was probably told, hey, don't bother coming in to the station today. We need you to cover this in Orlando. Get it done.
Well, Bridget, I can tell you since 9 a.m., they have reopened the southbound entrance ramp from 442 in Edgewater. But you can see this accident behind me.
442. This is the exit to get where I'm living. Even if when I was living at the Hobo Fish Camp. This is the exit that I would get off of.
In the northbound lanes of 95, nothing has been cleaned up yet. Investigators are still working this scene, trying to figure out what happened and put those pieces together. But if we flip this way, where we're standing in the southbound lanes, just on the other side of the over...
How creepy and how weird does that got to feel to be, even though you know there's no cars coming, to be in the middle of I-95, right on a hill where people can't see you on the other side... That's got to be a weird feeling, even though you know you're pretty safe, but it's still got to feel weird.
For pass over there, you can see cranes and equipment starting to clean up.
Yeah, they had to bring some cranes in, man. Like, this is so eerily familiar of the big-ass crash that they had in Lakeland, like 2005, 2006. I think it was like that place, that road was closed down for like 3 days in Lakeland. And that was super fog. That was the mix of cool, moist air getting trapped under a heat blanket of air. And then the smoke blended with it. And then hardly any wind to blow it away. It became super fog. And super fog is undefeated, it looks like, because especially here in the state of Florida. Because, I mean, a lot more people died in Polk County and the Lakeland area whenever that one happened. Luckily, this happened at the time that it did. That one that happened in Polk County, what up, Cespri? The one that happened in Polk County, that I think was right at the beginning of rush hour traffic.
That accident. Now, Sky 6 was just up above us. You can see these two scenes were 17.
By the way, if you're just joining me, this is the big pileup that happened on I-95 to close it down in the Volusia County area. Don't forget, Bike Week is going on as well, too. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to catch it out visually, you can do that 6 to 8. Try to go to 8. I don't think I've done 8 o'clock yet, but that I'm not going to go any longer than 2 hours. Yesterday was a complete cluster F. But I think it's doing pretty well tonight. But man, this is pretty crazy.
Vehicles were involved. This point can kind of show you and give you an idea of how close these scenes are, where they are on I-95. And
Jason, that Fish on J, that's my exit right there. Fish on J, that's where you get off to go to my place.
Edgewater, again, between the two accidents, 17 vehicles involved, including 4 semi-trucks. Now, we'll show you some of the video now that our traffic cameras actually captured this morning.
Look at this. Ooh. That's why it's taken so long for them to get the road open, because this, I'm sure this heat made that asphalt just completely explode.
Two of those semis catching fire. Troopers say this all happened around 1:30 this morning. We're told again that...
Yeah, it was bad, man. And only three people died from this. There's a lot of lucky-ass people, but could you imagine if there was a pack of motorcycles? Because it is bike week right now. A lot of people stay south of Daytona and north of Daytona. So, like, what do you think would have happened if a bunch of bikers would have been coming across this at 1:30 in the morning? It wouldn't have been good.
Smoke from a nearby controlled fire mixed with thick fire.
See, now, the controlled fire now, see, this is what's going on now. This is the pass the buck now, because the Florida Forestry Service is now saying that they cleared the control burn, which was done by a private citizen. It wasn't being done by the Forestry Department. And the Forestry Department is saying that they reached out to the Highway Patrol, but the Highway Patrol is now saying that they didn't get any word about this. So it's, I do not know, Fish on Jay. They have not said anything about who died. I know that three people died.
Made it nearly impossible to see for these drivers this morning.
Yeah, that's pretty close, Iggy T. I'm not, like, overselling it. This is 200%. Indy River, not that far away from there. Could have easily, they would be driving in that area if they were visiting. They very well could have been driving. Oh, yeah, by the way, I want to thank Tom and Dan. Tom and Dan had me on today. Great time. It's going to be, I think it's available now on their YouTube channel. Just search A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I think it was a corporate time that I was on today. So I was on there. That I was able to test out all my equipment and everything during that time. So there really was no issue there. So I thought it would have been fine there. But back to this 17-car pileup. We don't know who has died as of yet.
We now know three people were killed, several injured. But troopers are still counting and trying to figure out just how many were hurt.
Miraculously, when you...
My dad loved this chick. This chick is always, I mean, that's a bad freeze frame. Hold on.
Look at some of
Okay. This chick, look at the round mouth on that. Look at that. Yeah. Yeah, I was promoting the show with Tom and Dan. But yeah, this highway patrolman here, she's been around, like, since I first started in radio. Like, she was always in charge of being the public information officer. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was going for.
These cars in the northbound lanes, there are people that survived that don't know how that happened. The drivers that were able to talk to us did say the visibility suddenly dropped to zero.
I think about that, people. Think about that. You're driving down I-95 around 1:30. And you know, at that time of the day, people are hauling ass. Because there's really not a lot of people that are on the road at that time of the night. You're hauling ass, and then all of a sudden, the visibility just goes down to zero. Zero. First thing I do is, like, I don't even know, Fish on Jay, what do? You got to throw on the hazards immediately, right? Low beam it, and then try to get off the road, because I think some of the people stopped in the middle of the road, and I think that's what caused the big pileup. That's why I don't like riding in the middle lane. Yeah, I know. Well, hey, William DeGas. I knew what the word was going to be, but hey. Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, Fish on Jay keeps a dash cam all the time. Now, Fish on Jay, what if your truck goes up in a ball of flames? Does it get backed up to the cloud or something, Fish on Jay? Because I'm just curious, because, like, what if your truck went up in a ball of flames and you didn't grab your dash cam before you got out of there? Is that video just lost? I'm just curious. Fish on Jay, if you want to call in, Fish on Jay, call in. Let me get the Google Voice up. 407-270-3044. Call in, Fish on Jay. I think it would be interesting to talk to you. And Google Voice is up now. So if you want to call in, by the way, I wish I would keep that up there. I want to try to call B-Fud again. Because B-Fud, man, you guys couldn't hear B-Fud. And the thing about it, guys, is that it was such a small little thing that I had messed up on. And that I can't believe I made that bad of a mistake. But yeah, B-Fud, if you are listening right now, call in, buddy, please. I would love to hear from you. 407-270-3044. But give me a call, Fish on Jay. Yeah, I'm gonna try calling him here in just a few minutes. Let me get back over here.
And they were unable to see inches in front of their vehicle. Some of those drivers attempted to pull off onto the shoulder, and then of course some of them stopped in the road. And
all right, so dumbasses, like, why would you ever think it would be okay to stop in the middle of the road? It's the interstate. You're not supposed to stop on the interstate unless the road is blocked in front of you with a big-ass pileup. Oh, okay. Let me see here. Taking it. Hello? It's connecting. Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, Fish? Have you ever had to deal with, like, really, really bad fog as a truck driver?
Yeah, man, I have. The mornings has always been the worst. As a matter of fact, the St. Charles River Bridge, man, every morning I have to cross it to come to Volusia County. The fog there, it gets heavy maybe like once or twice a week. And right there in the morning, there's normally a lot of rear ends that happens right there. And literally right after you pass the bridge in the morning, it would happen.
Yeah. So what do you do as a truck driver? What if you run into somebody and you can't move the truck off, right? You don't want to miss out on anything, right? Like, because you want to try to get off the road, but then you also don't want to sit in a truck. Like, what do they tell you guys to do? Like, do you try to throw out flares? You try to warn people ahead of you, but at zero visibility, I don't think there's anything you could have done.
No. At zero visibility, right away, you know, stop. Just stop it.
But get off the road, though, right? Get off the road, though, right? I mean,
just get off. I know that. You know, if you're doing OTR, you're paid by the mile. If those wheels are not turning, you're not making money. But it's not worth it. You know, just sit to the side, or maybe slow it down a little bit more. The speed limit through there, 75 is 70.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe take it down to 45 or 50 and stay on the right lane.
Yeah.
But for me, being that heavy to where it's zero visibility, dude, I'm pulling over to the side, and I am not going to risk, especially if you're
because you can't stop.
I'm owner. You know, that's your truck. That's your tractor. It doesn't belong to another company. I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah, but I mean, though, like, you were talking about being heavy. Like, if you got zero visibility, there's no way you could stop if something just came out of nowhere with zero visibility.
Dude, if you're driving a truck that's carrying gravel, dude, you need a football field and maybe an extra 40 more yards to stop.
Man, one last question, Fish on Jay. The dash cam, like, you know, some of these trucks went up in a ball of flame. Do you have to get the camera out, or does it record like to the cloud?
Okay. That's normally what happens. It's not a cloud, but a lot of companies now have something called drive cam. And what happens is that, if the camera is triggered and it gets triggered by either a really hard bump, rock in the truck, a hard brake, it would record, it depends which camera, last 8 or 12 seconds. And the video will be sent off somewhere. So the camera could be destroyed, but the video would already have been recorded and set off. But if, like me, I do have a drive cam, and I have my my personal dash cam. And you've seen a dash cam. Mm-hmm. You know, when we rode in my truck, you know, I got the camera rolling. But that camera right there, if something were to happen, I would immediately take my camera out right away, because it's evidence of what's been happening.
All right. So, well, yeah, I don't have any info if it was truck drivers or not. But I don't know. Like, I just looking at that fire and the wreckage, you would think there'd be more than three people dead.
Yeah, with that fire?
Yeah.
You would think more cars would run into the truck that's on fire, because, you know, if you're going 70, and like you said, dude, at that time, at 1 o'clock, 1:30,
people are hauling ass.
They're doing 90, and then you got some guys, you got Mustangs and Camaros, and you're going over 100.
Hey, I know the fire was bad, and that probably was what killed people. But how many people did that fire save, though? You know, like, even if it was zero visibility, you're still going to see a little bit of light coming through. Like, that big-ass fire had to be like a beacon of just slow down.
I mean, it's a good thing that hopefully people were paying attention, and they did slow down seeing the fire as they were coming up towards the fog. And what's kind of scary about that fire is that, what kind of chemicals was those trucks carrying? You know, if it's a mixture, you just can't just, you know, spray water on there, you know, just like a grease fire. You know, you just can't spray water.
It could get bigger.
Unless it will spread.
Yeah. All right, Fish on J, man. I appreciate the phone call and giving me a little insight on what maybe happened there.
Yeah, man, it's sad, but let's try to be safe out there, especially if you live in Volusia County.
Bike week's
coming up, man.
Yeah. Look out. All right, man. Fish on J. Have a good one. All right, guys. 407-270-3044.
That's again where we had our chain reaction crashes happen.
Now, troopers say one child was airlifted to Arnold Palmer Hospital, but is stable. Now, again, a lot of these scenes have not been cleaned up yet. I did just talk to FHP again with the troopers. They say to expect these closures to go through this evening.
All right. Well, I mean, they're going to try to, like, pin that on somebody, you know, that they are. The forestry is going to be like, oh, we called. Let's try to call B-Fud here. Let me see here. All right. There we go. All right. Hold on. I'm going to see if he answers. And, you know, B-Fud's going to bust my balls. You know, B-Fud is definitely going to bust my balls. Man, B-Fud's not. B-Fud was a. I'm not going to be on some jobber. Hello? B-Fud?
Hello?
Hey, B-Fud, how are you, man? I got my studio fixed. I'm sorry about me being unprofessional.
Oh, well, bad time.
I know. B-Fud, can you forgive me for being unprofessional like I was last night?
Oh, no, that is funny, man. Remember, this is. That is your best of best.
Oh, okay. So, right. So you were being for real when you were like, oh, it was funny, man. Don't sweat it. It was funny.
Yeah, and you got a best of best right there.
Yeah. All right, B-Fud. So how are you, man?
Oh, good.
I was sorry to hear about your uncle. I saw that you had posted that. I'm sorry about your uncle passing away.
Oh, thanks. He is 80. And long live life.
Yeah.
That's great.
Man.
Yeah, like Bitcoin, you say that you it's good because you can buy stuff and nobody don't know where your money coming from. But the funny part is we have crypto funds before, like back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin is not new. Everybody think it new.
Oh, it's all fiat. It's all a fiat currency. It's all fake anyways, right? I mean, the money that we keep in our wallets is not worth what it's printed on.
No, we still have a lot of gold.
Yeah.
And if people want more money, just buy gold and silver.
Yeah,
and
do you own gold?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Like, we're, like, yeah. What, if people right now are looking for something to invest in, like, if you were, if somebody came to you and said, hey, B-Fud, I need a little bit of help here. Can you tell me, like, I got, like, $5,000. You know, I know it's not a lot compared to what you have, B-Fud, but, like, what would I put it in? What would be your suggestion? Buy gold?
Oh, man. Just put your money and invest in Bubba the Love Sponge right now, and you can read the next boss.
So,
and you can shoot him anytime you want now.
Yeah. Hey.
No, actually, right now is oil.
Yeah, oil. Yeah, oil.
Yeah, that's the more money coming in now.
And yeah.
You have to watch that.
But shouldn't we have bought the oil cheaper? Like, you know, or is it going to be too high now?
No, you can buy it now or next day, and the oil price is keep going up. Thanks for the war.
Yeah, hey,
because the war is great.
Yeah, wait. So, who do you think is going to win? Do you think the Putin is going to beat the Ukrainians?
Oh no, Ukraine. Would kick the Russia ass.
Oh, they will.
They are tough.
What do you think of the president of Ukraine? He's a pretty badass, isn't he?
Oh yeah. He's the one you want to go on horseback riding with.
Oh, okay. And
you know he is buff.
Oh,
he got the gun with it. not like Puto. Puto is in his 80 now.
Yeah. Do you think that this would have happened if Trump was in charge, or do you think like him, Putin would have done it anyways?
Oh, Putin would do it anyway, and Trump will look at blind eye. Like the last time, the Columbus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Crimea.
Putin could go right in, and who cares? Not my country. And. That way I call Trump as he is, a traitor.
Yeah.
And he needs to get something between his eyes.
Hey,
man. I won't say.
Hey, so B-Fud, let me ask you. So do you like Biden better than Trump, or do you not like Biden either?
No, I like Joe Biden because he had to say it on the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah, the State of the Union?
What we have to do. Close all the loophole, make the top 1% need to pay the fire tax and build everybody out, like the working class, up. And 1% need to pay more.
So you're saying the rich people aren't paying enough money then, is what you're saying?
Yes, because we have so many loopholes and they don't have to pay taxes.
Have you ever used a loophole before, B-Fud?
No.
No, you've never used a loophole. Okay. Well, I mean, I just had to ask. I mean, would you use one if one came open for you? Like, it was a...
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you would?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
would you be...
Then I would say this to all the lawmakers. You can check it, boy.
Yeah, B-Fud. I love how, like, I was like, have you ever used one? You're like, no. And then I was like, would you use one? You were like, heck yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, it's the American way.
Yeah. So what do you
be like Trump, snake out your taxes.
Yeah. Hey, B-Fud, so, like, what are you doing for work? I saw you on a fishing boat holding a big fish. Like, are you on, like, the Deadliest Catch or something?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I said fresh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to catch some tuna. I got my small little tuna.
Oh, you're catching tuna and stuff up in Seattle?
Yeah, and this year I'm trying to get my big one.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, after you catch it, you can can it. That fresh tuna from the ocean tastes so good.
Yeah. Do you like to sear the tuna? Like, what do you like to do?
How my aunt do it, poke the tuna. I don't know how she do it. I know she can it. Put it in the jaw and.
Oh, I got you.
And it tastes so good.
Well, be
better than that canned crap.
Yeah. Hey, be fun. Like, you know, you can call in anytime you want to. Like, what is something that interests you right now? Like, you could call in and review every week. Like, can you, like, what's your favorite TV show right now?
Actually, I don't have one. Wait. Oh, you don't. Yeah, no. Actually, I can't remember now.
All right. Well, listen, B-Fud, you're welcome to call in anytime. I'm sorry for being unprofessional last night. I just wanted to call and apologize.
That's funny, man.
All right, B-Fud. Well, go ahead.
I will tell you one thing.
All right.
That one thing, and I will let you go.
Okay.
Last couple months ago, I called in the Bubba Show. I told him, I bought me a brand new Echo Sport.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
Yeah.
Miles, 4 miles. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I say that, I should want to see, I know off the air, Ella Matt or something. I told him, I should put down $10,000 on my credit card and because he wants that low percentage. And that's how I say, because and said to him, some people actually do have money, and the houses won't get repo.
Well, hey, B-Fud, I miss you, my friend. I'm glad to see that you're doing well, and you can give me a call anytime, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, B-Fud, bye. All right, that's B-Fud. I know some of you guys probably, you know, were like, oh, who the hell is B-Fud? B-Fud was a caller, still is a caller, to the Bubba the Love Sponge show. He was actually my roommate when I lived at Klim Racing Incorporated, where I would print T-shirts after doing radio. And then I would do that, and I would live there. I'd stay there Monday through Friday, sometimes on the weekends, you know, a lot of times. I mean, I don't know why you would want to, Cream Pie Lars, but, I mean, I don't know. I would prefer you not to, but it's the last thing that I am going to be worried about. Ladies, Iggy T, is there any ladies in here right now? I got two short videos that I wanted to play here. All right, so, ladies, what can you explain this? This right here that I'm about to play for you, I knew that there was something like this, but I didn't know that I could shave off this many years. Ladies, this is like an unfair tool. And Iggy T, I got, please tell me about this. Women now have these like little things that they can, I don't know, like this is like really, really like weirding me out here. But these women got these little things that you can put on the side of your face. And look at how much age. And I can't play the audio because it's got copywritten music. But look at this. Look at this. All right. So it's a piece of rope you put around the back of the head. And it's got like these two little sticky pads on it. Okay? It's got two little sticky pads. And just watch. Look, this woman is not a bad-looking woman at all. But look at the before and after results. Look at this. Look. Bam. Guys. This, like it says here, what is this sorcery? Like, this is some straight-up tricks. This is filters before Instagram was even around. I didn't know that this thing could do that great a job. Iggy T, is this all real? Look at this. Look. Bam. Look at what you, bam, pulls it back. That is fascinating. And then she pulls the hair down. And look at this. Look. That is a 20-year difference from And like I said, she's not a bad-looking woman. But look, bam, you can see that skin's a little down. You can see it right above the lips and the eyes. But look at what this does. This is amazing. Watch this. Bam, that to that to that. My God, I did not know that it was like that. No, that's real. That is real. Look, man, look. It's a little device. Iggy T, is there really a device like this that can make you go from that to that? Look at this. Rope, little sticky pads, goes on the face, pulls it back. Bam. That is not a filter. That is real. No. I'm telling you right now, I think that's a real thing. That's not a filter. And I've looked. That is a real thing. And then I want to play you this. This is a woman. This is a woman that I don't even know what the hell she was so mad about. But she kept yelling, Black Lives Matter, my vagina matters. But I'm going to let her say what she was really, really saying. I know a lot of you guys have probably already seen this, but I just found it funny. And this is not surprising. Nah, it's not fake. I will prove to you. No, that I think that was absolutely real, Iggy. I thought you would have backed me up there, but man, okay.
My pussy matters.
Listen to this chick. This is straight up Walmart.
Have a great time, man.
And you know what? I'm not shocked that this is Walmart, but man, this is great.
My pussy matters.
You make no sense. What is wrong with you?
Look at this.
Oh, man. So what is she doing? These look like candles that she's throwing here. But man, she's got it out for Black Lives Matter. Like, is she trying to say that her vagina and Black Lives Matter are going to team up like superpowers and take on racism and sexism?
My pussy matters. Black Lives Matter.
She's throwing candles.
My pussy matters. Have fun paying for all this. Have a great time. My pussy matters.
And I wonder, like, if it really does matter. Like, because crazy chicks know how to throw down a little bit more, right?
You make no sense. What is wrong with you?
And she keeps going. Look at this. Watch this. Watch this. Bam. How did she not mess up her hand there? Now watch this. Watch. Watch. I'm sorry. This is really, really funny. I'll play this one more time. I'm being honest. I think she's racist. She is definitely a racist. But maybe not. Maybe she's wanting her vagina to team up with Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Have fun paying for all this. Have fun paying for all this.
Black Lives Matter. My pussy matters.
And she played some slow pitch. Yeah, it's got to be in Florida. I'm not absolutely sure if it is, but man, oh man. I don't know, but the clothes she's wearing, I don't care how cold it gets in Florida. I don't think anybody would be wearing this in Florida.
You make no sense. What is wrong with you?
Man, she's...
Her fucking pussy matters.
She is...
Black lives don't matter. Her fucking pussy.
I don't know, man. Ugh. The things that you will see in Walmart. I know how everybody's like, ugh. I like going to Target. I like going to Target. No, man. Like, I'm turning into Cosby. You do, like, get more bang for your buck when it comes to entertainment whenever you go to Walmart, because you never know what you're going to see. You just don't. And I talked about this at the beginning of the show. And, you know, we I know I'm going to sound like, oh, man, we don't teach the important things in school anymore. We just teach them how to test. Well, it is kind of true. Man, Michelle and Perrinot, they need to take her from behind the desk more often. Blam, 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 Michelle. Look at Michelle Imperato. She's always been, like, curvy, but man, oh, man. Whoever's PD or the producer of the afternoon news got it right.
It may soon require students to take a financial literacy course before graduating high school.
I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this at all. Matter of fact, there's a lot of things you could get rid of. I hear you. Stop. No, I'm not purchasing a tablet. Get out of here. But yeah, they definitely need to teach more about financing, keeping up with money, saving, not going into debt. This is more important than home ec. It is.
If the proposal becomes law, Florida would be the sixth state in the country to require this. Watch 2's Marlene Martinez sat down with a local finance professor about why this proposal is so important. Now, more.
I think so. It's way more important than shop. Way more important than geometry. Unless you're going to be a construction person and have to read blueprints and stuff like that, or you're going to be an architect. When have we used geometry? Or what about this? Algebra. Or any of those long-ass, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally formulas we had to remember back in the day. When have we ever used that? You know what? Probably wouldn't be in the debt that I am right now if they took or taught us one little finance literacy course. Everybody signed up for ag. Be in the FFA because we just went out to the farm and just screwed around. We didn't learn anything there. We got to castrate some animals every once in a while. We get to go to career day or field day for the ag. We get day off school. A lot of people just went in there so they could dip tobacco out on the farm. Yeah, take away ag. Even though I think ag's pretty important though. But this finance literacy course, yes, this needs to happen. Can't happen fast enough.
More than ever.
There's a new bill in the Florida legislature that'll help students better manage their bills. House Bill 1115 will require students to take a financial literacy course before graduating from high school. But this isn't your mom's high school economics class. This is about personal.
You know, where a lot of, I'm talking white, Spanish, black, Asian. I've always noticed that people that deal drugs, great at finances. They are. Even though they might not be making it the legal way, trust me, they know how to save money. They know how to invest money. They know how to keep up with their checkbooks. They know how to, and they don't loan out money. They don't blow it on little, like, frivolous things.
Finances and money management.
I think this is a great addition to the curriculum in high school.
Brian Walkup.
We're not going to do this because guess what? It's not on the test. The test that a lot of these schools and school districts all get their bonus money from. Testing.
He's an associate professor of finance at Rollins College. He says the new proposal would help young students well before they end up in his graduate level courses or get their first job.
Opening a checking account, how to shop for insurance, how to understand the implications of taxes, how to save for retirement.
While retirement is...
Quick question, does anybody even really balance a checkbook anymore? I don't think so, because, I mean, everything's instant. Everything's instant now. I remember, like, even when I first started in radio, you could still float check sometimes if you did it right. Sean Rass. Coming in with $5. Thank you, Sean Rass. Really appreciate that. No, you know, like, I don't get it. Because I don't think I even kept up with the checkbook anymore. Now can't you just, like, look it up now? Everything happens right away. Even if you pay for a check, don't they scan it and then it just goes out right away? Like, you don't even have to wait. Now, if you're mailing checks and stuff, yeah, you could float them that way. My mom still mails checks. Yeah, exactly. So people aren't keeping up with checkbooks anymore. So you don't have to teach even balancing. Just, you know, teach about investing and not getting yourself into debt.
isn't exactly top of mind for high schoolers, Walkup says this is about creating good habits early, especially when it comes to using credit cards.
It's really easy to get trapped in debt early in life.
The legislation says the class has to include topics like balancing a checkbook, loan applications, and understanding interest. Walkup says out of all of these, he has one top priority.
I mean, Toastmaster says it correctly. There's very little reason to do a paper ledger anymore, and that's the truth. Iggy T up in Canada says, I've never written a check in my life, LOL. Iggy, man, I don't know. No, I mean, Sean Raz, no, I don't think so. I was just curious. Like, you don't have to teach people. Now, what about this? I mean, Fish on J says it's been since 2006. Iggy T, would you even know how to correctly, I don't even know if it's the same way up in Canada, but like how you, like you're supposed to put the number of how much the check's supposed to be for, and then you're supposed to write it out. Like, would you be able to write it out with words on what it's supposed to be? Yeah, it will teach you how to create a budget. Checks or tabs as EFTs now. Instant validation in person. Yeah, so, I mean, you might as well just use the card. Because, I mean, I don't know. Even my parents. Fish on J, $10 coming in. Thank you, Fish on J. I really appreciate that. You guys can easily. Yeah, I could actually see that. I think you could easily do that. But yeah, I think this is definitely something. Because I think that younger and younger generation is building up more and more credit card debt at a faster pace than ever before.
How not to overspend, how not to extend yourself beyond what you're making in that period so that, again, we don't start to build up debt at an early stage.
A lesson, he says, is more important now than ever.
There's a lot of statistics that show the younger generations are saving at an even lower rate than preceding generations, that they take out credit card debt at an earlier age. It's going to be harder and harder for them to get out. It makes it much more important for future generations to learn from those.
But, okay, so, like, I'm just being honest here. Like, do you really think that, I think it all comes down to the parents, but then we look at what our country's doing, and I'm talking Republicans and Democrats. Look at how much the United States is in debt. Trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. And we're just borrowing. We're just printing out money like it doesn't mean a damn thing. So I could also see why Americans are in more debt than any other country in the world. It's got to be. I would almost guarantee you America is the most in debt country, but we've got so much money. It's like, you know what? We're white trash. We're like the Beverly Hillbillies. We'll spend whatever we want to. We'll make as many cement ponds as we want.
Learn those lessons and be able to avoid getting into the same pitfalls that the previous generations have done.
In Orlando, Marley Martinez, WESH 2 News.
Yeah, so I definitely think that something needs to be done. Yeah, I just want to apologize to Vulture. I haven't talked to Vulture since the other day, that first night of my audio meltdown. And I was rude. It's not like Vulture gets paid a lot because it's nothing. It's nothing. And I was a complete dick. And I'm just trying to figure out how to get in his good graces again because, like I said, I messed up. Yeah, right. White trash says just let it eat. Let it eat. Let the big dog eat. So, yeah, I was rude to Vulture. So I got to be able to make it up to him. I don't know. What do you get to a badass military Marine? Except, like, just let him take one free punch. And I don't even know if I want to let him do that because that would be absolutely bad. Oh, so you were talking about eating. And then the first word I saw was my mom. I thought this was kind of funny. Hold on. I thought it was really, really funny because everybody goes to these fancy golf courses. And this did look like a pretty fancy golf course. But this guy down in Pompano Beach, I don't even know where Pompano Beach is. But he just decided to, you know, like he just won the Daytona 500 and do burnouts on a golf course. Look at this. That wasn't the golf course that left those big donuts in there. And I don't think they ever say why this guy did it. Maybe he just was drinking. Like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do some donuts on that golf course and nobody's going to stop me.
After police say he was recklessly driving, doing donuts on a
golf course
in Pompano Beach.
Those are some pretty badass donuts. Look at how uniform those donuts are. Fish on Jay. Those are some good-ass donuts on some badass grass. Like, it's got to feel way satisfying to do donuts on grass that is that nice. Yeah, he did get too drunk, I bet.
Today. And we're learning that's not all that happened. Local 10's Rosh Lowe joins us live from Pompano Beach to explain what happened.
He's got his earbuds in, top button down. I guess this is how newscasters in South Florida, like, just rock it.
The next, Rosh.
Boy, this is bizarre. And a picture, they say.
I don't know. I'm getting some vibes from this guy, if you know what I'm talking about. South Florida.
Is worth a thousand words. So before I get to anything else, let me step out of the way here.
Shuffleboard course. I'm going to name my shuffleboard team here and at my mom's community. Every day I'm shuffling. I think that would be a badass shuffleboard team name. Every day we're shuffling. Every day we're shuffling.
And direct your attention to that car. How often do we see this?
Oh, what kind of car is that? Looks like a Ford Taurus, maybe? Could be Mangroves type guy. Yeah, yeah. I could see that. Magic Carpet Ride. _78. Hope this guy didn't hit any of those geese that are going across the golf course. He's got one right by his car there.
On a golf course, apparently doing donuts. Let's get to the story and to our video.
Maybe that's why there's so many cops on the golf course, because of all the goddamn donuts.
To the video from Sky 10. According to the Broward Sheriff's Office, the driver was doing donuts on the Palm Air
Look at him.
Golf
Somebody got some. Look at him. Look at him. Look at this. Look at this. Damn.
BSO also says this driver with someone
on
the golf course.
Give me some better. Oh, he's
and
right there doing it.
In a moment, you're going to hear from one of the.
Where is this? Broward County? Is that Broward? I can't tell.
These golfers, they come out in the morning. Beautiful day here in Pompano Beach, just trying to enjoy themselves.
They just showed his license plate. He's from New York, Jay. He's from New York.
Unknown reason at this point, just starts tearing it up on the golf course, doing these donuts.
These old people are like, hell yeah, this is the most excitement we've had in quite some time.
Finally stopped, crashes into a tree. Now, we are told by the Broward Sheriff's Office they do have
some. Holy, is this the guy? Is this the guy? Because look at those big, those tig old biddies. Those are some tig old biddies right there.
Somebody in custody, no word on any charges. But during our noon hour today, we actually spoke live with one of these golfers, a 72-year-old named Jorge, who had to go to the
See? I saw the guy doing the donuts.
Hospital after all of this. Let's take a quick listen to what he told me.
The other car hit us. And
well, that's Jorge. That was the guy they were showing with the big old, the tig old biddies.
The other car was destroyed, and our car was, you know, a piece of.
We saw you being treated by fire rescue here. Thank God you just have, oh my goodness.
My back's hurt me from those tig old biddies.
What is this, your swollen hand here?
My hand and my ribs, and I have to go to the hospital.
I got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, so that 72-year-old had to go to the hospital after he said that he was hit on the golf cart. We're still waiting for an update from the Broward Sheriff's Office.
Dude, have some pride in your... Well, maybe you got a little too much pride.
...about the person behind all of this, but once again, you don't see this every day. Car on a golf course doing donuts... That 72-year-old going to the hospital, and as soon as we get any more information from the Broward Sheriff's Office, of course, I'll pass it along to you. For now, I'm live in Pompano Beach, Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
Rosh Lowe. Hell yeah, Rosh Lowe. Yeah, that was just interesting. there's no like really good take to have on that. It's just like a dude driving around on a golf course. You know, this has been a while. I've been trying to find good audio of what Markeith Lloyd was saying, because Markeith Lloyd usually does have some pretty good outbursts, but nobody really wants to hear what this cop-killing scumbag has to say. This guy ended up killing, and I know a lot of people here locally know about this story, but Markeith Lloyd in Orlando, Orange County, killed his pregnant girlfriend and his unborn child. He was on the run for quite some time. Officer Deborah Clayton runs into Markeith Lloyd at the Walmart, Super Walmart. I think I've been to that one before. Markeith Lloyd shoots and kills her. Well, shot her first, then stood over her body and finished her off, executed her. Then he was on the run for about 8 to 9 days. When the cops caught him, they took his eye, like, kicked him so hard in the face that he lost an eye, and he wanted to defend himself. There's been so many twists and turns when it comes to this trial, but finally it's over with. No, not really, because you know he's going to appeal this. He's going to appeal it. It'll be for quite some time before he actually ever comes close to getting the chair. Well, not the chair. Oh, we need to bring back the chair to get the lethal injection. So that day is coming. Will we ever see it? Who knows?
Self said that this has been a long road coming. All of that.
By the way, Nadine Yanis, congratulations. She's leaving WKMG in Orlando. I've always found her very attractive. They don't show her from the waist down enough either, in my opinion.
Anticipation over the last 5 years, building up into that moment inside the courtroom when the judge walked in and sentenced Markeith DeMangelo Lloyd to
DeMangelo?
Death with Lieutenant.
I didn't know that was his middle name, DeMangelo.
Clayton's murder. There was an audible gasp.
DeMangelo, get your ass in this house.
Coming from who I believe was Lieutenant Clayton's sister on that side of the courtroom. Lloyd then looking up and once again going on yet another nonsensical tangent. Let's get you.
Yeah, and nobody can give me really, really good audio what Markeith was yelling after the judge told him to get out.
Inside that courtroom this morning, the judge walking in and imposing her sentence on 5 separate counts, including count 1, first degree murder of a law enforcement officer for the killing of Orlando Police Lieutenant Deborah Clayton, gunned down more than 5 years ago. That's sparking a manhunt that lasted 9 days long back in January of 2017. Lloyd already serving.
And he got rid of the dreadlocks. Yeah, it is. Yep. I know exactly. And, you know, Fish on J, maybe not the best neighborhood. No, it's not.
2 life sentences for murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Sade Dixon. Now he's officially on death row, whereas Orange County...
Yeah, 10 years, 15 years. It would actually be a quick... Now, I don't understand. Like, if you get the death penalty, and I know a lot of people, like, why don't you, like, if you know, like, there's no way at all that you're going to get off, that you're going to die... Why hold up the whole situation? Like, wouldn't you just like, all right, they got me dead to rights. There's no way. Just kill me. Get it over with. Like, I would not want to sit around and wait 15 years before it finally gets done. Just do it. Get it over with. I'll save you the time. Let's just get it done.
Sheriff John Mina, who was then Orlando Police Chief, said he'll be spending the next 23 hours a day, every day, in a cell until he dies.
All these families have suffered. Deborah Clayton's family has suffered. Sade Dixon's family has suffered. Norm Lewis's family has suffered, all because...
Oh, yeah, Norm Lewis. Fish on Jay, remember that one? I mean, that guy gets completely forgotten about. He was a motorcycle officer in the Orange County Sheriff's Department, and he was responding to that, and he got hit and died. Like, he died as well, too. And you know what? I know that it would have been hard, but Markeith should have, like, been at least somewhat responsible. Not murder, but homicide, vehicular homicide, or just manslaughter. Because that guy was responding to you killing a fellow officer, and he was trying to get there to save her, and he ended up dying. People forget about that guy.
Evil actions of Markeith Floyd, and our community here has suffered. Our law enforcement community has suffered. So you know what? Now it's time for Markeith Floyd to suffer for 23 hours a day in his cell.
We're just fortunate.
Who is this guy?
I don't think the public appreciates how difficult prosecutor. The outcome here today is.
This guy got long hair because, or is he just got a slick back, man? What kind of product are you putting in your hair, man?
In the time we live in, and it should be, I understand that. But all the stars have to align, and I think the bottom line is Deborah Clayton was a very special person. And I think the jurors recognized that, and that was that their verdict was on her behalf.
Yeah. Well, good. Good riddance. And I hope we never, ever, ever. Matter of fact, that the news was smart, but they won't. They're all going to want to get the last story in. But why don't they just stop talking about Markeith Floyd? Let's let this guy just fade away in obscurity. The next time we talk about him is when they're putting the juice in his arm.
And that was Prosecutor Ryan Williams. It's important to note that Lloyd's lead attorney, Terry Lenneman, offered no comment as he walked out of court today. But we're told there are already many.
How am I supposed to convince people that this turd isn't a turd? Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't prove that my client is a turd beyond a reasonable doubt, you have to say he's not a turd. No, everybody saw, they're like, yep, he's a big piece of turd.
Appeals in this case, as you can imagine, this case, one of the many central to Florida's death penalty law. We have much more from court coming up at News 6 at 4 this afternoon.
All right, well, hey, finally going to be done with. Anyways, guys, hey, hopefully, you know, it sounded pretty decent to you guys. I want to thank everybody that joined me. I want to thank everybody that donated, helping me out. It's greatly appreciated. I miss you, Vulture. I apologize to Amy because I was kind of rude to Amy on the broadcast last night. So, yeah, I pissed off a lot of people, and I turned into that person. I didn't want to. Check out my appearance on A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. Go to their YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/TomandDanLive. Follow them on Twitch, twitch.tv/TomandDanLive. And if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to hear it, you want to hear it and see it live, it's Monday through Friday, 6 to 8. Did an hour and 5 minutes, so I'm gonna stretch it out. I'm going to let it eat. I'm going to do some donuts on this podcasting golf course and just let it run. Anyways, guys, hope you guys have a great night. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.